Prayers for the Faith-Based Prayer Cycle for the week beginning the 14th of August 2011. This week we're praying around the space, Faith Space, particularly with the Retired Gentlemen's Woodwork Group, who come in on a Wednesday and do some great stuff. Great bunch of characters too. From the Faith Space Management Team Discernment Group, we're praying today for Ian Webb. Looking around the area, we're praying for the people who live and visit Lower Sydney Street, and in particular the people that live in the large block of flats there. Around Bedminster, we're praying with the other churches in Jab for the work and witness of Salem Chapel. And in the Bristol and South Gloucestershire Methodist Circuit, we pray especially this week with Longwell Green United Church. That's a Church of England and Methodist Church, the Anglican minister, the Reverend David Adams, and Reverend Den Harding, the Methodist minister, and in particular for the continuation of the strong relationship between Anglicans and Methodists, and for guidance there as to how to engage more effectively with the many uniformed groups using the premises. We also pray this week for Bethesda Methodist Church in Redfield and their minister, Reverend Angie Hoare. And there we're asked to pray for their work to build up relationships with the people in the local community, especially the people who drop into the church and messy church, the customers and volunteers in the cafe, and the children and parents who attend the boys' brigade, guide groups, and the toddler group. Praying for God's leading so that the people will see God at work among them and are drawn there to worship and engagement in mission. Praying also today for churches together in East Central Bristol and the Church Road Action Group. Looking further afield, we pray with Christians in the Indian subcontinent, in particular the Church of Bangladesh and the Church of Pakistan. And with Christians in Britain and Ireland, we pray for the work and witness of the Belfast District and its superintendent, Brian McElhenney, and then in Britain for the Leeds District, and Liz Smith, the chair there. And she writes this prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for grace to sustain us in our calling, joy to surprise us amidst our tears, companions for the continuing journey, and deep wells for the refreshing of our spirits. Amen.